This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A quarter of Australian employees will receive an extra $47 each week from July the 1st. The Fair Work Commission's annual wage review decided to increase the national minimum wage and award wages rate by 5.75%. The increase will impact almost 2.7 million of Australia's lowest paid workers. President of the Fair Work Commission, Justice Adam Hatcher, says it is the most they can do without fuelling further inflation.
We are confident that the increase we have determined will make only a modest contribution to total wages growth and will consequently not cause or contribute to any wage price spiral. We acknowledge that this increase will not maintain the real value of modern award minimum wages, nor reverse the reduction in real value which has occurred. However, the level of wage increase we have determined is, we consider, the most that can reasonably be justified in the current economic circumstances.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has met in South Africa with counterparts from the BRICS economic bloc of developing nations. Discussions began by officials questioning the West's intentions in the war in Ukraine and calling the United Nations Security Council a failing institution. Mr. Lavrov says member states must seek joint answers to the challenges of our time.
Against the background of the West's actions, our countries, together with all global majority states, should actively seek universal joint answers to the challenges of our time. This includes attempts to undermine the foundations of regional conflicts, international terrorism, including the criminal use of modern technologies. We welcome the holding of a separate media session in the format of BRICS Friends with the invitation of like-minded countries.
A search and rescue effort for four Indigenous children in the Colombian jungle has continued following the discovery of footprints. It's been 1 month since their small plane crashed on May the 1st due to an engine failure. Over 100 members of Colombia's special forces and more than 70 Indigenous people from the area have joined the search through virgin jungle in the Colombian Amazon. Commander of Special Operations General Pedro Sanchez says the recent discovery of tiny footprints has given renewed hope to the Colombian army troops and Indigenous volunteers in the field.
100% expectativa.
We have 100% expectations of finding the children. Because of the traces we have found that the children left and because of the conditions the jungle offers to the children, even though they're inhospitable, it provides food and drink. They belong to an indigenous ethnic group, making it easier for them to adapt and survive in the jungle.
La adaptación y la supervivencia en la selva.
The heir to Jordan's throne has married in a glittering ceremony at Zahran Palace in Amman. The 28-year-old Prince Hussein, named as heir by his father, King Abdullah, in 2009, tied the knot on Thursday with 29-year-old Saudi architect Rajwa Al-Saif, who hails from a prominent family with links to her own country's Hashemite ruling dynasty. The marriage drew a star-studded guest list, including Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate, as well as US First Lady Jill Biden. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who was expected to come, did not attend. And that's SBS News in Easy English.